corner issues right now, Paul, with guys dinged up. He's going to get some work at corner, which he did when he first got here. And we've been trying to convert him to safety. And, you know, he's been banged up a little bit, so he hasn't gotten a lot of reps. We made a nice play today at corner. So I think he's going to stay there for now until we get some of these other guys back.
That versatility is obviously valuable, but at the same time, he's also got to have a certain level of production.
Yeah, and it's been – Bennett's issue has just been staying healthy and staying on the field. So if he can get over that hump, get out there and play in some games, we'll see where we're at.
Where do you stand at safety behind, you know, the two guys that were working with the first team for the most part?
Yeah, I saw Nat, right, Coop. You know, Michael got hurt, so he's not in there right now. Double A, Andrew Adams, we've gotten Bennett's been moved out of there, so it's about six right now. It's in flux right now until we can get it settled, and that's just where it's at. We find out in these next 2 games.
You've had Leon there a little bit too?
Yeah. Now, Leon's going to do a lot of different things. And some of those, when you see him back there, is not necessarily him playing safety, but it's going back on something that looks like he's playing safety, which is we want to make it look like that. Yeah.
With Darian, though, you know, I mean, obviously you want him to get the reps, but have you seen enough reps from him to...
Darian Thompson?
Yes.
Look, he's done a... I think he's done an outstanding job. In that position, to come in as a rookie, you know, with no prior experience in this system, I thought he's done an outstanding job. I mean, he found his way to working with the first group for a lot of reps, so really pleased. But when you're that young and that inexperienced, you know, every rep he misses is going to hurt. So we need to get him back as quick as we can.
If he's not able to be ready for week one, where would you turn? Who would you look to first?
The next 2 games we'll figure out. I can't answer that now.
The Giants have sort of always had, you know, big run stuffing linebackers, even as recently as like Antonio Pierce and players like that. Is that sort of player, is there still a place in the game for that kind of a linebacker
with
anymore?
The basketball on grass that we play nowadays? I think so. I mean, look, when push comes to shove and you got to make plays, or you got to get somebody's trying to make a fourth and one. Mm-hmm. The game is still physical, and so I do think size, physicality, length, you know, sorry about that. Is important. So I think it's a place. Now you can't have a guy out there that's a statue when the game gets wide open. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do think there's a place.
Do you think it's a little bit unfair at times, those sort of matchups like, you know, Buffalo, Jonathan Casillas and Reggie Bush? Do you think maybe a little bit too much is expected of linebackers?
Well, there is.
Like,
I mean, the one thing in a preseason game, we're not.
Yeah.
It wasn't all about matchup and game planning, you know. So it's a little bit different. But yeah, you'd like to avoid that. You know, I've been through seasons where you can't avoid it because a lot of your skill guys get hurt, and you got to put somebody out there. And offenses see that pretty quick, you know, and they expose it. So you try to find ways to help, and you can't always do that. But it's not easy.
You know. So JT comes off the pop list, and you got him in there a lot today. It looked like Thomas. What are your expectations in terms of trying to work him in now?
Well, if you notice, Paul, a lot of his reps that he got today were over there really servicing for the offense.
Right.
It wasn't really our defense that was in there. We're going to work him in slowly. Sometimes you rush him too quick, you know, there's another injury. But we got to get him up to speed quick, you know, right up on whatever the days is before we get to Dallas. And he was the guy that helped us last year. So hopefully we can get him out there and get him some reps in the Jets game. We'll see where we're at. Again, I think if you rush him in too quick and the volume gets too high, then you run the risk he gets another injury. So we'll kind of take it slow right now.
Where are you? I'm sorry. Where were you with Kelvin Shepard and with Brinkley? I mean, is that
still neck and neck? Yeah, and we've been repping it exactly that way. Even when you see in practice there, Kelvin will go for a series with the first group of the base, and then Jasper will do the same thing. It's been a great battle. Two guys that respect each other and. That's what the league's all about. The more you can get that at every position, I think the better we're going to
do. Where does Keenan fit in?
Are you confident that whoever wins that battle will be a good middle linebacker, or are you just going between two guys, the best two guys?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, look, I think they're both quality football players. They're what we have right now, and those guys have been in the system long enough now where they're functioning really well. Ideally, I've said this before. Ideally, just like an offense would like the one quarterback to stay on the center for all 3 downs, we'd like to have the same thing. We may or may not have the luxury of doing that, so we'll figure it out as we go.
Is it still a possibility that you guys could just look at everything situationally and not have?
Yeah.
Where does Keenan fit in there, and is he just are you looking at him as more of a nickel
weak side
guy?
Yeah, he's played weak side and base defense, and then in the nickel situations, he's been the Mike linebacker, so he'll rep like that until we decide which way we're going to go with it. But he's been doing a pretty good job.
What have you seen from B.J. Goodson in his development?
Yeah, B.J.'s done. Somebody else just asked me about B.J. And, you know, as a young guy coming in and playing a position where you've got to do a lot of controlling, you've got to do a lot of fast thinking. You know, early it was a little bit of struggle for him, but I think he settled in real nice today. We got him a couple of reps in there with, I think, the ones and the twos, and we want to do that to see how he functions with against good people and with guys around them that are going to trust him and need him. I think he's doing a really nice job.
How do you evaluate O's camp overall?
Up and down. He knows that we talk about it all the time. You know, when O, really, when you think about O, he's a true rookie when you think about it. He missed all that time last year, got himself healthy this year. So, you know, the arrow's up, we've got our fingers crossed, but it's been up and down.
What kind of an impact has OB had on really the whole defense?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of early in the
great question.
Camp, he was running by himself, and now it looks like he's got a whole...
Yeah, isn't it funny how that happens? I went over and told him that the first day he did it. You know, people gravitate to natural leaders. Natural leaders don't necessarily have to be the vocal people. OB's not a vocal guy. But there's conviction in action. I mean, people see that in him. He's convicted in what he does, and he shows that. He's a pro. You know, he brings his lunch pail to work every day, and he goes to work. I think the other guys see that, and I do think they've gravitated to it. It's been a great example for the guys.
Some veterans and guys with contracts, they'll kind of ease through the preseason. He seems to be going 100 miles
an hour. No, he's getting himself ready to play a game, which is great.
With BJ, is there any inclination at all that if the mic between Jasper and Kelvin doesn't really sort itself out, that you put him in there and just see what he can do?
You could. I'm not ready to say that right now. That's a young guy, a lot to ask. But we'll keep going about it right now. Let those other two guys battle. He'll get his reps and keep working them, keep growing them. Talk about BJ.
Yeah.
And see where we get.
What do you view? The regular season opener, how do you think Eli Apple, just in general, maybe he's not all on the field, but just adjusting?
Yeah. Well, I'm liking that he's back practicing now. I mean, I'm missing that game kind of right now. Keep our fingers crossed he stays healthy, gets in this game, gets a lot of reps, works with that first group. I think he's been another young guy that has developed really well for us and quicker than maybe we expected. I know always when you're drafted in the first round, the expectations are way up here. Sometimes I think they're unfair. But when he stepped in from that first day, it was evident that he could handle, you know, what comes with that. Now we got to get in the game and see, you know, he's got some good receivers he's got to go against, but I like the way he's developing.
Steve, what would you consider a good showing for your defense at the end of the day?
Tackle better than we have, and when we put the tape on, see that what we talk about, which is being a relentless defense on every play, which that just means flying around the football. And that doesn't have anything to do with stats, but I just would like to see us tackle well, and run around and play, you know, motivated, excited. You know, Giants defensive football.
What do you think of Deion as a football player?
Deion. Double D. I love that guy. He walks in a room and brightens up the whole thing. I don't know if you guys had a chance to meet him or talk with him or anything, but he's a wonderful young man, and he's a feisty player. You know, all of 100 and whatever he is. And he's a football player. God gave him the body he has, and he's used every bit of it to get himself where he's gotten to right now. I'm impressed with what he's done. He's got a long way to go, and he's got to get a lot of reps, and we've got to see where he is when the bullets fly. And the guys love him, too. They love being around him.
In the game, they went at him, made the play, and yeah. They took the turnover. They went at him again the next play.
Yeah, that was my fault. I told him that. At halftime, I apologized to him. I was so upset that We came at him again. They ran the exact same thing. That was unfair to do that to him. And the other thing, and you know, I told the guys this too. We didn't have all our red zone coverages in. We didn't have it all in. It would have been something different in the real game, but it was a test for him. I just didn't think it was fair of me after he made that great play to put him right back in the same situation.
So you're saying, if you looked at it again, you would have said, "Are you going to put someone else there?"
No. I would have called something different.
Just called something.
Yeah. So he wouldn't have ended up in that situation where they were throwing over him. So. But I tell you, we battled on both of them. And the first one was an outstanding play. I mean, to keep playing the play, and then, the catches and completed, and I thought that was